The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast. It is, of course, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. We love those dudes. We love this show, and we love this time of year. Steve, the downloads are going up through the roof, skyrocketing. Everybody knows it's NFL time. It's time for you and I to shine once again. Now, we don't make that many official plays, if any, really, in the preseason. We stick primarily with the NFL regular season. But as you detailed last week, there is a lot of opportunity to make money in August betting preseason games if you're on top of stuff. I, of course, am Ross Tucker, the former NFL offensive lineman, played for five teams over the course of 7 years. Now I got a bunch of gigs. I do television broadcasting for CBS, college, and NFL. I do it on the radio for Westwood One. I've got the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, 25 minutes or less every day, updating you on what you need to know about what's going on in the NFL. If you're into fantasy football, we have the Fantasy Feast Podcast, where we're going over Joe's tiers for each position group. And by the way, Steve can talk to you about this. We're having a second best ball contest that you can enter now where the winner gets $500. So there's no entry fee, and then the winner gets $500. All you have to do is take advantage of any of the sponsors that you hear me mention on this show or any other shows or the sponsor tab over at RossTucker.com. So check me out at RossTuckerNFL. College draft, we're 2 weeks away from making picks against the spread on the college draft podcast for week zero. I'll be calling Hawaii at Vandy week zero. Looking forward to that. You can follow us at Ross Tucker Pod. Of course, a lot of people watch the show now on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. The star of the show is the one and only Steve Fezzik at Fezzik Sports. The only two-time winner of the Super Contest out there at the Westgate. And Steve, your text to me when we were talking about what we were going to talk about on this show, your text was, the betting landscape has changed, and we need to talk about that. I mean, you've been doing this a long time. Changed since when? Changed what? Changed how?
Yeah, so as Dylan once said, the times, they are a-changin'. It used to be people would go ahead and they would look for information from teams, who they're going to play. They discover the information from beat writers, from coach press conferences, and they would back teams in the preseason. Basically, they were playing more of their starters and playing more of their good quarterbacks for longer periods of time. And the lines would slowly matriculate and move, and they'd get polished into place before the game started. Things are different, Ross. It's a whole new world out there. Preseason is readily beatable for those doing the work, But it's become a scavenger hunt. It's become find the information, ram it, jam it, get the bets in before the huge line moves. And those huge line moves, they don't happen the day of the game or the day before the game. They happen early in the week. We are recording on Tuesday morning, and a whole lot of these moves happened already over the weekend to the point that the value in this card has already been decimated by sharps, including my buddy, the Hitman, at Hitman428, a must-follow, who has gotten it in beyond good based upon that information.
Okay, so there's a lot to get to here. Why isn't this the way it always was? Like, that doesn't make sense to me, Steve. There always had to be people like Hitman or you or whoever that were ready to pounce when the lines came out, you know, when the first lines come out and they pounced and the market changed. I don't really understand why that would be different in 2023 versus 2018 or even 2022 last year.
I think a lot of the bigger betting groups recognized that if they were just cool, be cool, Ross, don't ruin the market. Don't bet into it. Wait for all the books to put up the line. Wait for the limits to go higher, and we'll all make more money, all right? But the problem is that people aren't being cool anymore. So people know, if I don't do it, someone else is going to do it. So it's just become a race to go ahead and take out the number. Let me give you an economics problem. That this is a really cool problem. It's going to take 1 minute to explain it. So you have a class of 25 people, and everyone bids $1 to $100, and the low bidder wins the prize. So if one kid bids $14, the rest of the class bids $25, $35, $48, the $14 bidder wins $14. No one else wins anything. The low bidder wins. Guess what? You play the game again, you know what the low bid's going to win? Like $3. And by the time you play it the third time, if you want to win, Ross, you got to bid like 50 cents because everyone's going to bid so low. The point is value, and people are like, who cares about anybody else? I'm going to maximize what I'm going to win, and that's really what has happened in the world, and professional sports bettor Alan Boston, he has talked about this at college basketball, where he's just like disgusted by how everyone takes out the overnights and takes out the really good value on the card, and they just don't wait till game day. And the same thing has happened. As soon as lines come up, there's the guys like the Brad Powers. They're going to take out the numbers immediately that are off.
I'm disgusted, Steve, that more people don't go to preseason games with the ridiculous deals you can get on the Game Time app. I'm a huge fan of the Game Time app. I check and see what's going on in Hershey, Harrisburg, where I live. I check Baltimore. I check Philly. How about the game I'm calling Saturday night, Steve? The Eagles at the Ravens. The cheapest ticket right now on the Game Time app, $23. So you can take your family. I mean, Steve, you could take you, your wife, your son, and go there for $69. However, you probably haven't used the Game Time app before because you're behind the times. If you download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code MONEY, you get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. So again, create an account, redeem code MONEY for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. So you're actually taking your child and your spouse to an NFL game for $49, the three of you. That is incredible. People really need to consider that. Tell me, Steve, about these lines that have already moved for this week, preseason week one.
And as I do that, let me add, I'm tired of hearing other experts when they're describing these line moves, Ross, and they're saying, oh, it's obvious this was going to happen, that was going to happen, and the other move was going to happen, and I still like all the favorites. Well, you know what? If it was so obvious, then why the heck didn't you give it to your clients back when it was -2.5 instead of when it's -5, such as the Seattle Seahawks? So the first line move, Seattle opened 2.5-point favorite up to 5, and this is all about, by all accounts, O'Connell, Minnesota doesn't care about preseason, and so Seattle will be emphasizing the game more. Having said this, all things being equal, whenever there's a huge line move, gun to my head, if I had to play it, I'd fade the line move. Now, I don't need to make a play on these games, so most of them are a pass, but I think in general the market tends to run maybe just a little bit more people taking a little bit too many bites out of the apple based on the information.
So I have a question, Steve. If all you did, okay, if you knew, and I know people, you've probably told me about these people, if all you did was have a pretty good idea for when lines are going to come out, and then you watch the screens, and you see the direction they're going in, is this like the stock market where, you know, like that line you just gave from -2.5 to 5 or whatever? Okay, maybe you don't get the -2.5, but maybe you get the 3 because you see where it's going and you still got 2 points of value. Are there people that win that way? Are there people that play that way? They don't even know any players or teams. They just get in on the steam early, so to speak.
Spot on. That's called top-down handicapping, where you can't name a player. You don't know what state or continent any of these teams are in. But you know that all the sharp books have just moved to 3 and you can lay 2 at a slow moving book. Bang, you go ahead and put it in. Now, top down is not without its perils. And as an example, I'll fast forward ahead. The Chargers are playing the Rams, two teams that don't care at all about preseason. And the Chargers were favored by 1.5. And one group decide they're going to be clever and they're going to do what's called head faking the market. They're going to bet the wrong side, Ross, to try to force this game up to 3. Make the Chargers the favorite because they really like the Rams. So they bet it up, and it went up to 2.5, but did it go to 3? No. Why didn't it go to 3? Because other guys knew that the Chargers were going to be playing their starters, the Chargers are playing none of their starters, and the Rams are playing some of their bad starters. So the Rams actually had the advantage in this game, and they just rammed and jammed the Rams when the Rams hit +2.5. And now the Rams, they're laying 3. So you can see the perils of following a move because you could get hit with a false move potentially. And the move in this case was certainly to bet on the Rams catching the points.
Wait a minute. That seems awfully risky to try to head fake the market like that. Do people do that a lot?
Yes. And reason you have to sometimes because what happens is that a book will, if you always are betting the right side, I'll use Circa as an example. This is my experience with Jeff. I love Jeff Sherman and the folks over at Circa, and they put up their openers on summer football. So I bet the XFL, and I would literally lay 3, and they'd move it to 5. They'd move it 2 points on one bet that I made, Ross. So every now and then, I'm like, I got to bet the oppo against them. Because I can't let them just whack the whole market out on me by me making one bet. So every now and then I'd play the wrong side against them. Not very often, but enough to keep things honest so that my bets, they couldn't be 100% certain that they were indeed what I really liked.
Wow. That is awesome. Almost as awesome, Steve, as Labatt Blue Light. It is football season. You think about cold weather coming. You think about the Buffalo Bills. I think about drinking Labatt Blue Light with friends. And how about with listeners? Last Thursday, I got together with some listeners, had some Labatt Blue Lights. Always enjoy responsibly beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Okay, so Steve, tell me more about some of these other preseason week one line moves and why they happened.
All right, let's go to Friday. Tampa Bay was the underdog hosting the Steelers. Word came down that Baker Mayfield is going to play, probably only a series, enough to make this line flip favorites, and now Tampa's favored by 1. Keep in mind, this is normally in the regular season, who cares if what team is favored by 1, but in the preseason, games land 1 all the time. 1s and 2s are key numbers, so moves through the 0 are rather significant. Green Bay, all the money on the Packers against the Bengals. Packers going to play some starters. Bengals are sitting their starters. Let's stay with Friday, 2 more games. Cleveland Browns open the underdog. They're up to -3. Watson supposed to play 2 or 3 series. So Browns with an early edge in that game. And Denver, Arizona. What's this? Denver opens up 2.5. Now they're up to 5.5. And another situation where Broncos looking to play starters.
Wow. Very, very interesting. What about the Eagles-Ravens game I'm doing where the Ravens have won 23 straight?
So this is a fascinating game. This is not an information move. This is a prior history move. So Baltimore obviously has one of the greatest preseason win streaks of all time under Harbaugh in preseason, and the Eagles don't care. The Eagles just mailed it in last year. So both teams not supposed to play their starters. The odds maker said, all right, we'll make the Ravens a three-point favorite. The market has said, nope, Ravens win every single preseason game. Eagles don't care, and it's up to six just based upon past history. Given that, I got to tell you, I lean to your Eagles catching six. Six is a mountain of points in the preseason.
Ooh, interesting. Even though the Ravens have that streak.
Yes, and if you look back last year, you know, as the streak has continued, there's been a lot of close calls and a lot of games the Ravens have won that haven't been statistical dominations anymore. So all good things have to come to an end. I get it. People saying, well, you know what? If you keep betting the streak, you know, you keep betting it and you keep winning and you can only lose once because then the streak ends and you can stop betting it. And those who've been betting it have cashed, you know, they've gone undefeated the last 4 or 5 years. Yes.
By the way, I can't believe DTR, the rookie quarterback for the Browns, played that well to hit the over last week, Steve, in the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah. I
was thinking about you. That doesn't happen very often. Second half, rookie quarterback. Usually the O-lines are so bad at that point that doesn't happen. It was going to go under until he had, two touchdown drives, like in the fourth quarter?
I had under 34. I am 0-1 in the preseason. You know, Jetbackers, very disappointed by that performance and very disappointed with the refereeing at the end where what looked to be a pass interference on the goal line was not called. You know, the Jets are an interesting animal because last week, Hall of Fame game, all the money on the Jets, they became the clear favorite, and they let bettors down. And bettors have abandoned the Jets this week against Carolina. You know, this is interesting because the Jets are not supposed to play their starters. Carolina is supposed to play young. So Carolina has gone up. They were the underdog, and they went up to as high as a four-point favorite. I don't buy it, Ross. Salah cares about preseason for the Jets. Jets now catching more than a field goal. I could only look Jets.
You were texting me about the magic number for preseason week one. Speaking of totals, what is the magic number, Steve, and why?
33 is the magic number. I went back the last couple years, especially last year, and as it turns out, not the Hall of Fame game, but week one, this week in preseason, you cannot set a total at 33 or below. The value is on the over. The defenses can score, even if the offenses are inept. 33 is such a low number in today's new NFL. And because of that, I got on this good. So I played some overs for the games that opened below 33. And we've seen some drastic moves. Like, look at Green Bay, Cincy, opened 32.5, and it's all the money on the over. It's up to 35. And the Rams opened below 33. They're up to 34. So you're seeing, you know, across the board, Jacksonville, Dallas, opened 32.5. It's up to 38, Ross. So something to put in your back pocket next year. If you see an opener at 33 or below, look to play over week one preseason.
Interesting. So you were saying last week how beatable the preseason is, and now you're telling me you won't win, though, or people won't win. I don't understand. What are you saying?
Because beatable means that you've got a game that you have a very big edge if you're doing it right, but that edge disappears almost immediately. So I'll use an example. My friend, the Hitman, he's like made all these great bets. All right. If you ask him right now, Hitman, who do you like in preseason? He'd be like, I don't know. I guess I lean a little bit, you know, to the Rams catching three. Like, it would all be very marginal the plays that he would make, even though he's got this portfolio that's the greatest portfolio you've ever seen. He's got the Bears pick 'em. He's got Denver minus two, things like that. He's got Green Bay at pick 'em. Well, all those lines are gone, Ross. They've all moved so significantly that, yeah, it's going to be easy for him to win because as soon as the information's coming out, he's jumping the gun on everybody and taking it out. But it's going to be really hard to win after all these lines move.
Okay, well, that doesn't help us, Steve. It's Tuesday morning, and this is when we record the Even Money podcast. So give us a couple that you think are going to win.
So I'm going to fade some of these line moves because I think they were too excessive. So I'll give you two plays that I would look to make. I'd bet the Jets plus 3.5 against Carolina. We saw that the Jets were a bet-on team. The market felt in preseason last week, and now they're a complete bet against. I'm not buying it. You lose a game you probably should have won in the Hall of Fame game. I think it'll be a close game. I'll take the Jets plus 3.5. And I get it. The Chargers don't care at all about preseason. Well, you know what? The Rams don't care either. And now that this line is up to 3.5 in a few spots out there, 3 in most places, I'm waiting for 3.5. But I would take 3. As long as I can get 3 on the Rams game, I would take either team plus 3. So absolutely, I'll back the Chargers plus the 3.
Steve, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I am a huge believer in BetterHelp, huge believer in people talking with therapists, being able to talk with somebody about whatever they're going through. You know, I've had dinner with a couple couples recently. One guy was telling me, he was very open and honest, that he's going to therapy right now. He's dealing with some stuff professionally. I am so glad that we are at the point in society where people are willing to talk about that, willing to be vulnerable, willing to talk about the fact that they use therapy, they go to therapy, it helps them. I know it helps a lot of people. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/even today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/even. Steve, what's the BetterHelp that people need to know about for this Bet Bash in Vegas this week?
Yeah, so Bet Bash is a concept that it's actually a brilliant concept where you talk about mental health, and so often as bettors and bookies, you know, we're on opposite sides of the counter, and even the bettors were competing for the best number, and, you know, sometimes we're not so nice to each other. Sometimes we don't play so nice, and we get upset with each other. And why can't we all just get along and coexist, especially in a market that is thriving and growing? And that's what Bet Bash is all about. I've never attended before. Since it's here in Vegas, I will be attending. And it's just a coalition of sharps from both sides of the counter. There is a Sports Betting Hall of Fame, which they did an outstanding job, in my opinion, selecting members of the Sports Betting Hall of Fame, several of whom are deceased. Billy Walters is going to the Sports Betting Hall of Fame. Well-deserved. The greatest sports bettor in my lifetime that we will ever know. Part of the original computer group and the like. So that's going on all week long down at Circus Sports, which is my favorite of all the sports books. It should be a great time for all those that may not even be attending that are in town. Just want to check it out. Find a way to navigate through the F1 god-awful traffic on the Strip and find your way to downtown, which should be a great time at Bet Bash down at Circa.
Absolutely love that, Steve. Just like I love our listeners being able to ask you questions. One of my favorite parts of what we do on the show, this one comes from Gianni. Over the past 2 to 3 years, I have built machine learning models for the NFL and college football, among other sports, whose outputs I use in my analysis. My friends have started taking notice and want to invest in the model by basically giving me money to manage, and we split the profit. Before I agreed to do so, I just want to see if it is even legal. I attempted to do this as it would allow me to grow a legitimate bankroll as quickly as possible. That is from Gianni, Steve.
Yeah, so I do not have a law degree, so I really can't comment on legality. But my understanding is everything's kosher. If you're partnering up with a group and you want to give different percentages to different people, that is A-OK, especially if you're all residing in the same state. That's what makes it completely clean and easy. I don't want to have to address any issues about people working from different states, crossing state lines to making wagers and the like. This is very normal, and I can tell you, you know, that you know, here in Nevada all the time. I mean, I'll work together with another guy, and I'll recommend bets for him to make, and we'll just split the bets 50-50. So I do that with my friend, you know, Bill the Crack Man, oftentimes when he's in Nevada, to go ahead and place bets in Nevada when he's at a book, maybe a book that doesn't like me very much. So very very common practice. Yes,
absolutely awesome show, Steve. Love the information. Love when we get listeners like that. Please take advantage of any of the sponsors. You heard a bunch on today's show, whether it's BetterHelp or Game Time or Labatt or DraftKings. Send me an email, ross@rostucker.com, and you can get to the top of the list to ask Steve a question. Other than that, good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, The Fantasy Feast, Business of Sports, and The College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.